Indulge in all your holiday faves this season, knowing you're getting the good stuff your body craves with Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake. It's your post-holiday recovery kit with 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. And it actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you can even savor the season with their limited edition chocolate mint. There are endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava, whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee. With every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Ka'Chava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Ka'Chava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code NEWS.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
I don't know.
Look, these are articles over the last few days. Death of people. Death. 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 Horrible death. Death. I don't know.
To pick anyone,
white South Africans are fleeing because of the violence and racist laws. And this is all, I mean, I'll give these to you.
When you
say, what would I like to do? I don't know what to do. Look at this. White South African couples say that they were attacked violently.
When will you go and see for yourself if it isn't?
Well, I could do that. Look, here's burial sites all over the place. These are all white farmers that are being buried.
Wow. I mean, wow. He did it again. That's the latest bombshell coming out of the Oval Office, where President Trump confronted South African President Cyril Ramaphosa on what many are calling a genocide against white farmers. Ramaphosa originally denied anything like that was happening and spoke at length inside that very Oval Office to reporters that white farmers were not at all in any way, shape, or form being persecuted by the South African government. And then Trump did this.
Turn the lights down and just put this on. It's right behind you.
There's nothing this parliament can do. With or without you, people are going to occupy land. We require no permission from you, from the president, from no one. We don't care. We can do whatever you want to do. Who are you to tell us whether we can occupy land or not? We are going to occupy land. South Africa, occupy land. That's who we are.
Demand that at some point there must be killing, because the killing is part of a revolutionary act. Shoot to kill the mother, kill the poor, the farmer, kill the poor, the farmer. Brr-pah! Pah! Brr-pah! Pah!
And literally for the next 4 minutes, that South African president, along with the lamestream legacy media, they had to sit through example after example after example of the racial Marxist leader Julius Malema calling for violence explicitly against white South Africans. It was absolutely stunning. And as if things couldn't possibly get worse for Ramaphosa, he actually brought with him 3 white professional golfers to try to prove there was no systemic persecution of whites in South Africa. That is, until one of them spoke out.
I grew up in an area in South Africa that is a farmland area, Polokwane.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There is some issues up there, obviously. My dad was a property developer as well as a part-time farmer. Yeah, some of these buddy farmers got killed. The farm is still going. My brothers run it. But it's a constant battle with farms trying to get, they're trying to burn the farms down to chase you away. So it is a concern to try and make a living as a farmer. And at the end, they, you know, without farmers, there's no food on the plate. So we need the farmers to produce the food.
Farming, right? He wouldn't even want to do what you're doing, right? They love farming. They don't want to leave.
So even his, frankly, token whites turned on him in the Oval Office before the entire world. And the entire time, you had Elon Musk, of course, from South Africa, fixing his gaze the entire time on President Ramaphosa. Elon has been very critical of Ramaphosa for not doing anything to rein in that radical ethno-Marxist Julius Malema, who's the one you heard singing Kill the Farmer and repeatedly calling for violence against them. It was a stunning scene. And again, I have to tell you, for me, this is what being president of the world looks like. Remember when Trump was in Saudi Arabia, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman called him the true president of the world. And that's exactly the way Trump is operating here. The Oval Office has become, in effect, sort of like the center of the world, where world leaders come before the true planetary president and are either commended or they are condemned, like we saw with Zelensky. And here's the key. Before the entire world, this is happening. The entire world saw that. There's no other world leader that commands that kind of global platforms. So that's the first takeaway from this, as far as I'm seeing it. We are really seeing Trump establish himself as the true president of the world. The second takeaway is that the legacy media is more evil than you could ever possibly imagine. They are by default complicit with this. They were shocked to see that President Trump, what President Trump did, they're forcing them to show this before the world after they have done everything they possibly can to bury this story. They've been doing everything they possibly can to try to downplay it or distract from it, like that NBC reporter who, after the showing of that video, the very first question, can you tell us about the 747 given to you by Qatar? And Trump was like, dude. Read the rule. You're a freaking idiot. You're an absolute moron. You're a loser for even thinking of a question like that after what I just showed you. And right on cue, as fake Jake Tapper is pushing his book that serves an attempt to cover up the cover up, CNN justified the singing of Kill the Farmer.
Larry, has been debate over that song, that anti-apartheid chant, right? And for people who don't have a historical context, it does potentially appear more literal. Talk to us about the debate that has happened inside of South Africa with the recognition of how it appears to people when they hear those words.
It is an inflammatory song, without a doubt. And many in South Africa, even black South Africans, don't think it should be sung in a post-apartheid world, 30 years plus after apartheid. But there are many who grew up under those years of white minority rule who understand the historical context of this song, Kill the Boer, Kill the Farmer, that Julius Malema has made popular again. It sort of fell into disuse. It's not been that commonly sung after the end of apartheid in 1994, but it's brought it back again to reanimate the issue of the majority of land in South Africa still being owned by white farmers.
That's it. Those are the rules, gang. It's anti-apartheid, therefore it's good. Those are the rules. Oh, not everyone likes it, for sure. Not everyone. There are a lot who wish they wouldn't sing it, but when you put it in its historical context, it's a beautiful, wonderful song about human rights. Right up there with We Shall Overcome. lift every voice and sing. And of course, kill the farmer. So the very same techniques that the legacy media used for years to downplay patently obvious concerns about Biden's cognitive and physical abilities, they're using here. The very way they covered up Biden, they are covering up South Africa. There's an alternative explanation that exonerates those favored by the media, and then that's the one they're going with. And the beauty here is no one's buying it anymore. You can only lie to the American people. Take a guess at how many people saw that CNN clip. Probably more people saw that CNN clip on this channel than saw it on CNN. You can only lie to the American people for so long, and frankly to the world, for so long before everyone just dismisses you. Now, in terms of what really is happening in South Africa, what CNN will not tell you is we have to understand the world in many ways is tribalizing. Tribalization is one of the major dynamics going on in the world today. The globalist world order is breaking apart. It's a process. We talk often on this channel about it. It's technically known as reterritorialization, where more and more populations are reclaiming political, economic, and cultural sovereignty, power at the local level, the national level, after years of it being collectivized and centralized in the hands of a tiny globalist elite. And so what's happening is that in that breakup, the world is returning more and more to nation, culture, custom, and tradition, creating what scholars are increasingly calling a civilizationalist world, which is largely being driven by what's known as civilizational populism. And overall, that is giving rise to two kinds of nationalisms all over the planet. Two kinds of nationalisms, not one, two. So there's a renewal of what's called civic nationalism. That's like the MAGA movement. And that involves reawakening the political, economic, and cultural traditions that bind together a multi-ethnic nation. So it's very much what you're seeing in Russia today. The Russian Federation under Vladimir Putin has been a successfully renewed civic nationalism. There are over 100 ethnicities in the Russian Federation, but they're all united by common economic ties, as well as a distinctively Russian and distinctively Orthodox Christian cultural traditions. So their language, their literature, their art, their architecture, their calendar, their national holidays and the like. However, if a multi-ethnic nation's civic structures aren't very strong, if they've been so weakened and eroded by globalism that they can't sustain a renewed civic nationalism, then inevitably a second kind of nationalism emerges, and that's what's called ethno-nationalism. So the civic nationalism breaks, it literally balkanizes, like we saw with Yugoslavia, and then it breaks up into ethnospheres. And this is where a dominant ethnicity or race becomes synonymous with the national constitution. And here's the key, to the exclusion of others. Now, it's not necessarily the so, but ethno-nationalism can easily end up excluding the other, as it were. And I think this is precisely what we're seeing here with the rhetoric that you just heard from Julius Malema and what's happening as a whole in South Africa. South Africa is beginning to look more and more like an official ethno-state, and whites will be increasingly marginalized from any and all meaningful participation in public and civic life, their antics in the Oval Office notwithstanding, or any kind of cosmetic features in their parliament notwithstanding. And that's exactly what President Trump exposed for the entire world to see. And we've got the legacy media today defending that ethno-state. And they're defending it because they've been taught that an ethno-state is good so long as it's being ruled by racial identities that were once suppressed. We all often talk about how morality has been replaced by Marxism here, and this is a prime example. As long as you can anchor anything that happens in South Africa with, yeah, but that's because of apartheid, as long as you can anchor into cultural Marxist binaries of oppressed versus oppressor, they are going to justify the oppressed rising up and becoming the oppressor. The legacy media, with the same tactics that they used to justify Biden for 4 years, they are going to use those same tactics to justify the oppressor becoming the, or sorry, the oppressed becoming the oppressor, the victim becoming the victimizer. They love that story if it fits into their cultural Marxist narrative. But again, the beauty here is that no one's buying it. The legacy media is telling that story to less and less people as their audience evaporates. In the meantime, I think that what President Trump did there in the Oval Office is exactly what needs to be done. He's calling ethnostates to first admit who you are, and then he's holding them accountable to treating everyone within their borders with dignity and respect, and to operate with legal norms that recognize and enforce that dignity and respect. Ethnostates are going to happen. Most states are actually ethnostates. There's no way of stopping that given reterritorialization. But President Trump, as president of the world, can call them to account. And if he has to, like he just did, he can call them to account before the entire world. Hey there, Turley Talker. You know what? I'd love to hear from you. That's why I'm launching the Dr. Steve Hotline, where you can call in, leave a question, and maybe even hear your own voice featured on an upcoming episode of the show. Whether it's about the latest political shakeup or cultural trends or how we keep pushing forward in this new conservative age, I want to know what's on your mind. Call me at 717-844-5984. Just leave your question. I'll be checking in every single week to answer as many as I can. Again, that's 717-844-5984. Your chance to be a part of the conversation. One more time, 717-844-5984. Give me a call and let's talk.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, KACHAVA.com, and use code NEWS for 15% off.